Those profit figures aren't firm, according to the tribe's attorney. Rather, they're extrapolated from a failed effort by the Ho-Chunk to get a casino in La Crosse 2 years ago. William Bulware says the two cities are about the same size and that the profit figure depends on drawing 2 million gamblers annually.
Wausau could be viable and lucrative if it can generate the numbers that people are projecting that it can do.
A survey of Wausau residents showed them about evenly split on having an Indian casino, and Bulware stresses the tribe has yet to decide if a casino in Wausau would be in their best interest. So far, no specific proposals have been offered. Some 20 sites are being looked at in the Wausau area for a possible gambling operation. Bulware says they'd like a decision before the Ho-Chunk Gaming Compact expires. The agreement with the state is up for review late next year. Any casino would require federal and state approval. Bulware notes the governor has opposed any expansion of gambling.
How expansion of gaming is defined, we don't know. It hasn't been specified. Whether or not a fourth site for Ho-Chunk is expansion of gaming is questionable because we've had in our compact since 1992 the ability to negotiate for a fourth site.
Staff from the governor's office say they have not discussed the location or possibility of a fourth casino operated by the Ho-Chunk. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.